end of the Vikings. Mm. There's a bit of about the battles and stuff, the Battle of Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
And stuff. So we've got some examples of weaponry. And we also have another skeleton.
Yeah.
It's a skeleton, Darren.
So obviously it would have been like a gradual phasing out, because if we still got Viking influences now, is, as
well,
in language,
it wasn't exactly, they didn't leave.
So by then, you know,
mingled, yeah, yeah. And you know, sort of settled, and
they were the top of the apple top.
So we've got a skeleton here.
Yeah.
And when we opened, we thought he was a Viking, so we told people this is a Viking skeleton. He might have died at the Battle of Stamford Bridge, who knows. But because we're constantly researching and constantly working and developing, we've actually discovered now that he's Anglo-Saxon, so he's too late to be Viking.
Mm.
But it's still interesting to learn more about the skeleton.
So you don't just, like now, you don't. It's a lot more than, oh, you know, because when you hear about archaeology in public, as in, unless you go into detail, it's not just carbon fiber and carbon dating.
Carbon dating.
No. Is that kind of still got gravity now? Or is that,
oh yeah, definitely. There are a lot of different methods that you can use, but that's also still.
But you'd always have a context.
They don't do top of the apple. Yeah. Viking.
Do you want to talk on Bob?
On what?
Bob, that's what we call the skeleton.
On the Bob? Bob?
No, it's called Bob.
Oh, Bob the skeleton.
A thoroughly Anglo-Saxon
name. Yeah, we'll have a listen to him. Hello, Bob. Bob the skelly.
There's a bit of a slope here.
Yeah, sure. Just to the left of it, okay. And slightly up.
Yeah, slightly up. And then you just move around.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
In the middle of it.
Got it, yeah.
Hello.
It's okay.
Are you able to give us
tell us about Bob?
Yeah, of course. Well, he's got lots of different wounds. He's got a wound on his spinal cord.
Okay.
Someone's cut his spine in half with a sword.
There's
lots of damage on the back.
Yeah.
On his pelvis, for it, he's got lots of tiny little abrasions from a spear or a dagger. I was just saying, you can't tell which, because spears and daggers have the exact same tip.
Yeah.
So the only way you can tell is if the hole is slightly deeper, then it's probably a spear, because you can get more surface area on it.
Yeah.
And if you look at his leg, basically halfway down, it's a very small chip where the tip of a sharp sword or an axe has caused a blunt wound.
So he would have died straight away, wouldn't he?
Unfortunately, he would have been a prolonged agony, I'm afraid, because it's likely number 10 was the first one, which is the chip in the leg.
So
also his rib cage is shattered as well from the blunt edge of a sword.
Oh.
And where his cartilage would be, all of that bone is broken. You have a boss on a shield, which is kind of like a metal circle in the middle of the wood. That's designed to hit the enemy in the face to disorientate him.
Oh my goodness.
So that would have happened probably first, and then 9 and 7 would have killed him. That's the spine and the abrasion.
So you've got a proper clattering.
I would have just said have the spine and the head.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of very much like hand-to-hand fighting.
Oh God, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Vikings believe in Valhalla, you see, and to get into Valhalla you need an honourable life, which is to die in battle. So there weren't very many bow and arrows in Viking times.
Mm. So they really went for it and had a proper fisticuffs.
Proper shindig.
There's a period of history where the Normans come over and they conquer England, but they don't have enough troops to control England, so they go up and down, killing the male population. It's called the Harrowing of the North, and that's potentially what happened to this guy here, because there's such a huge overkill that it probably wouldn't have happened in a battle. If you don't kill someone, they get all your weapons out, just start stabbing you.
Yeah. Nothing changes, does it? Rwanda. It's sort of.
So they use guns now.
No, but you know what I mean. The whole killing of the male population.
That's always, happened. That's time memorial.
So it's like massacre, really. Then, wasn't it?
The stomach wound medicine wasn't great. What they did was they took garlic and onion and made a porridge and they fed it to the person and they waited a little bit and they smelt the wound. If they could smell garlic or onion, the stomach was burst and they'd execute the person because they couldn't be saved.
Oh,
if they couldn't smell garlic and onion, they'd take nettles and whip the wound in order to inflame it.
And
they'd take hot iron and sear the wound shut.
To make it shut.
Yeah, precisely. And if you survive the shock of searing the wound shut, what they'd do is they'd take lavender and salt and put it in the wound to dry it out and then they'd rub honey on top. It's an antibacterial, so the wound wouldn't get infected.
Yeah.
So you really didn't want a Viking stomach wound.
No,
like
not really.
Whipped with nettles and eating garlic and onion porridge.
But if someone survived...
Yeah, I mean, it's quite extreme, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. But was there anything that you would say about any of this that was quite sophisticated for its time, apart from battle?
Viking medical technology.
Yeah. Well, in Viking, anything really.
Viking craftsmanship's really sophisticated.
Yeah,
some of the combs they made.
Yeah, we saw.
Much nicer than the combs made today.
Yeah.
And certainly some of the metalwork for the bracelets, the double-headed dog and dragon bracelets.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And there's a 7th-century helmet just over there, and it's got some really nice gold plating with Latin and two dog heads at either side. That's quite nice. And that's not Viking. That's Anglo-Saxon.
It all would have been handcrafted, wouldn't it? So,
it's for battle. It's a little bit,
it's a
little bit
buggish. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Wow, thank you. Okay. Up to you, maybe?
Yes. Which way? That's the end of the
Oh,
gallery.
Okay. The end, so okay.
Do you want to go upstairs or up the way?
What,
we've finished,
yeah, we've done. Yeah.
Okay, come on then, let's be finished now. She's relieved.
Come on, you want to go with her? You want to go with your dad?
You're relieved now.
Thank you very much. Lovely meeting you too. Thank you. So what's your day-to-day thing then, Laura? What do you...
She's been terrified.
Day-to-day, I'm in the shop usually.
You what, sorry?
I work in the shop.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
shall we have a quick look in the shop, Keith, first? Is that all right? I wouldn't mind getting something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you going to the Valhalla exhibition at all?
I don't know. No. Should we? Are we going to go back to the station, Keith, or back to the, somewhere? To, we'll decide.
Okay.
We'll leap out of here in a sec, then.
You go get your things.
Well, what am I saying? What's here? Because you don't come very often,
well,
do you?
No, that's it. It's just round the corner from here. Okay. As well.
What is, sorry?
Valhalla exhibition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we may do.
Toffee apples.
We don't sell toffee apples.
You haven't got toffee apples, have you?
No, I'm afraid not. Sorry. Yeah.
It's a lolly.
I'll tell you where they'll have them tomorrow at the resort at Scarborough when you have your time your own with your dad. Can I just get? Shall I just have a quick go
around?
Yeah,
we'll have a shop, yeah.
Okay, we've
yeah.
Got a gondola that's in the middle of the floor. Just
oh, so what's the gondola?
Yeah.
So what's so what's kind of? I don't want anything that looks just rubbish. I want.
I'll show. There's, yeah. There's some key ringy type stuff.
You'll learn to eat your dinner.
Are you coming round now?
Well, you can, Frank, because you know what you want.
I don't. I'm just having a look to see what there is, though.
These are sort of replica items.
Yeah.
And this one here.
Yeah.
This is a replica
of the wig. Bear with. Okay. That's what, sorry?
It's a replica chess piece from Isle of Lewis.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a really nice chess set.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were made
don't get
for
the whole.
Primary.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's really nice.
Okay.
We've got some horn cups.
Oh, well, go on then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one where you put...
Well, these are actual cups.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, so you could actually drink out of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how weird. Does it say anything on it, or is it
just... No, it's just horn.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
is it not real horn, though?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it?
It
oh,
is real horn.
Okay.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
Yeah, I might have one of those.
You don't know
what price it is. Oh, no, I haven't asked that, have I?
£22, so...
Oh, hey. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
No, I better not have one of those then. Oh, my, I don't know. If it was a bit bigger, I would, but then it'd be more expensive. So they're handmade then?
Yes.
Oh, well, they?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it back then, I don't want to.
Do you know, I will get it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
That. Yeah. Someone will have that if I don't.
Cold liquids only, remember?
Yeah, yeah, so imagine that. I'm going to have to sort of like...
So where'd you get your horns from?
Huh? Where'd you get the horns from?
I have no idea. These ones. Oh, they're just down here.
Yeah, these are horns, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So where'd you get the horn from? So
they're actually from South African cattle.
Oh, right.
These ones.
It's not so, very... It's not very authentic.
No.
It's not very authentic, is it? I think I might leave it, actually. I don't like that. It's bloody South Africa. What's that all about? Stupid. I'm not doing that. No, I've heard of replica. At least they'd have said, well, yeah, we got it from
we got it from their farm.
You know, some Norse hybrid.
You'd have to have some big bull to get that off, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, yeah, they are. They have
over there. You have ibats and all that.
It's the ones they serve to McDonald's for the burgers. They give you the horns.
Probably.
I don't like that. So
probably where they got that bull.
Yeah. God, that's what I forgot. I'm not doing that.
They are blowing horns.
Thanks for talking out of that one.
Children's
key ringy thing, maybe if there was like a metal really cool key ring or something. Or
we've got a trowel, an archaeology
trowel. That you get from
a coin key ring, a key ring with a coin on.
Oh, okay, let's have a look. Yeah, let's see what you've got key ring wise. I'm tempted more of a 22 quid of a salary.
There we go.
I'm tempted to be more. Oh, yeah, that might do. That's a start.
That's £1.25.
Oh, yeah. Have you got any other thing? Any other? Oh, I didn't expect them to have like little brass helmets or something that wouldn't have been authentic either.
We've got a shield.
Okay,
shield keyring.
That's better. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And anything else in that regard?
Not exactly.
Anything like? Come on, sorry.
I don't know.
Like, I'll to your Vic mug or something.
No, we've got an Eric Bloodaxe mug. Says Eric rules okay.
I might have that. Yeah, go on. I'm firmly entering the realms of corny Tourist, Tommy, Tommy Tourist.
A nose piercing, is that what you want?
No, I'm having an Eric the Blood Axe Man rules, okay.
We got what you want now.
So we've got it in black or white.
What's black look like?
It's black with a red motif. Yeah, we got it. So it's got his face on.
Oh, so
well, I didn't have chocolate maybe
the white. Oh, yeah, the white one, because I won't be able
to.
Yeah. I want to buy some of the some
contrast for me, I think.
These are chocolate.
Okay, I'll have an Eric the... Yeah. Is that the only size I do?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay. I'll have a... That's all right. You've got it. Yeah, yeah, it's got to be good. That's awesome.
If you want a chocolate coin, I'll buy you a chocolate coin.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't go on the
merry-go-round.
Pretty much the shop.
Yeah, yeah, I think we've I should have pillaged the shop, that's
you
what I should have done, shouldn't I?
Do you want me to take those for
yeah,
you?
If you like, yeah.
Okay. You pay for yours, and I'll pay for this coin.
Okay.
You hold your coin.
Oh, that's funny.
There we are, Laura, we'll get you promoted now.
I know.
Well, you should be promoted, I tell you, they're fantastic.
I'll wrap these up for you, okay?
Thanks, lovely, yeah, cheers.
You might as well leave the coin out, you should probably eat it.
I'll get it if you want.
No, I'll pay for the coin. How much is it?
They're getting them separately, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
£7.49, please.
That's yours,
I think. Me, yeah, I was going to say, it'd be weird if your coin was that much.
Thank you.
You don't do any cashback thing, do you?
No.
It's fine, as loads of shops do.
Yeah. I've put this in the mug in bubble wrap. And tissue paper.
Wonderful, yeah.
Okay. Tip in there, please.
I will do, yeah.
There might be a bank outside, ask
her. We will, hang on. Is that alright?
Yep.
I made a funny noise. Sorry, Laura.
It's alright. Take
that front. Oh, go for it, yeah. Might go in there, that'd be ace. Oh, we can get your big bag.
Made out of
Viking plastic.
Tell the new receipts. Thank you.
Thank you. And then your turn, Keith.
But you don't need the bag back.
If you want a bank, when you go out of the shop here, if you turn left and go to the top of the street, cross over the road.
Yeah.
So straight up, not straight across.
Yeah.
Not turn, yeah. Okay.
No, it's
£1.20.
Straight up and straight across.
Yeah.
And then you have to turn
Carry the coin,
okay.
Through all
that. The bank's just on the other side.
What bank is it? You know.
It's a Barclays.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
Thank you
very much.
You can have that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's lovely, thank you. Yes.
Well, have you got your coin?
Thank you.
Well, let's go then. You can have it outside.
Yeah, of course you can.
Go on, let's see. Yeah, it's right in front of you. Of course. You've been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Really, really good. Really good. Really, really good. Asking mad questions. To the left, the top of the street.
To the left.
Okay. Yeah, alright.
Yeah. So you just sort of like turn back on yourself.
Yeah, we'll have a
well,
thank you
very
much.
No worries.
You've been absolutely brilliant.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, you too. Have a nice day in Scarborough.
We'll
as well.
Do. We'll be back there soon enough. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
That's it.
That's good.
Thus endeth
I don't think it was as good as the